doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, so what would you do? What do you do? Because it happens when the postman sticks somebody else's post in your postbox. The Good Samaritan will go and rightfully put that post in said person's postbox.
Yeah, the decent thing to do. The good neighborly thing to do.
And then there's what I do, which is just leave it there.
Leave the mail to die.
Maybe next time when the postman comes again, he'll see, wrong postbox.
Oopsie.
You know, anything that comes in the mail these days, it's not that important, honestly. It can't be that important.
And you could be saving your neighbor a terrible bill, you know, or a bill they don't want to see.
No, exactly. So, I just called this dude up purely at random from the online now. I accessed the telephone directories. Okay, so this guy's actually in the Free State. And his name is Mr. Van Rensburg. Now, he lives at number 168.
Okay.
So now I live at number 186.
Of course you do.
Oops.
Easy mistake to make for the postman. All right. Here's what happened.
Hello.
Hello, that Boggy Van Rensburg.
Yeah.
Hello, Boggy. It's Lenny here. You number 168, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm number 186.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen, I've been getting your post for quite some time now, and I've just managed to track your number down.
Oh.
Yeah, so I've been receiving your post for like 10 months now.
Is it?
Yeah.
But have they got the addresses 186 or 168?
No, it goes 168.
Yeah, but they put it into your mailbox.
Into 186. Yeah, I think the postman's a bit dyslexic, you know.
186.
Yeah.
That's right at the last house on the right hand side.
Yeah, it's down there, but right at the bottom.
All right, I'll walk up now to your house.
No.
And the mail is there, I'll collect it.
All the the mail I've received now, over these past 10 months, there must be 100 maybe. I've opened all of them myself, and I read them, and you know. So from now on, I'll just put anything that comes my way.
So you've got no mail left there for me at this moment?
No, it's all sort of null and void because I've... but I've been opening the mail.
All right, then you're wasting my bloody time, but why did you do it in the first place?
There's nothing that you really need to know about in there. Because the one that came through was a wedding invitation. About 4 months ago.
From who was the wedding invitation?
Yeah, was that all you know very well?
Because I know only wedding invitation that I'm expecting is a friend of mine is getting married in Cape Province.
Yeah, that's the one in the Cape. I went to the wedding myself. I just told them I said you didn't want to come.
I can't understand it. Do you see this? 168, and it's to me, and then you open my mail.
My shame.
What type of manners have you got? No, I mean, you know, that's really bad manners to open other people's mail, even if the post office has put it into your mailbox and open it and to read it. I mean, it's bloody. You've got no manners at all. I'm sorry to say it in your face. You've got no bloody manners. To read it, especially when you see it was a wedding invitation, and 186 is a couple of yards away from 168.
Yeah,
and now all of a sudden you can phone me.
Yeah, but there's nothing like a good free dance and a meal, you know.
I mean, it's really bad mannered, you know that.
They were disappointed when I told them you didn't want to come. And then there was a job offer that came through for you about 2 months ago. And I passed it on to my brother because he was out of work.
Excuse me, you did? What did you do?
I passed the job offer on to my brother.
Your brother?
Yeah.
No. Ik denk jij is f***ing ongemanierd om dit te doen. Als je dit in Afrikaans verstaat, nou ja, tot ziens.
Hold on.
Nonsense.
Hello, look, we've got to be friends. We live on the same street.
I'm not your friend and I don't want to be your bloody friend.
No, just wait.
Oh, shame.
Hello.
Hello, Dad Bucky.
Now we are calling. Hey, just hold on. He's coming. He's just finishing his wine and a smoke break. Hey.
I know it's you, Bucky. You don't sound like a girl.
You. Don't phone me again. If you phone me again, I'll bash your a bottle over your head. Hey, I'll bring a bottle of good wine.
No.
Wine over your head. I don't know if you, from which radio station you are. TV's here with our product.
Wackett Simpson.
Simpson?
Yeah. Yeah. Bye, donkey veneer.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, uncle.
Opa is te skerp vir jou.
Sweet meneer van Rensburg daar.
I'm gonna take this bottle. Oh.
Of expensive wine.
Yes. Not any wine. Tot ziens.
Oh, goodness.